And maybe after the program, we can hear that doxology and praise the Lord. Just $3 away. You can also give on our website at WCNO.com. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know when you go to a mall, no matter when you walk, wherever you walk in the door, there's always a schematic on the wall. There's a map up there, and that tells you where everything is in the mall. Now, I know some of y'all, if you're like me, you don't never look at the map, especially if you go to a new mall. You know, I'm going to go down to the mall and get a pair of shoes, and then you walk around the mall for an hour and a half trying to find a pair of shoes because you don't really know where you're going. You don't know what, you know, where you're looking for. We call that just wandering, you know. But for some people, they go to the mall, they look at the schematic. And they go, oh, there's the Foot Locker. I'm going to go to the Foot Locker, right? How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? Instead of just aimlessly walking around. And when you see this display, it lays out everywhere where all the stores are and has all the names of the stores on the display. And they have this map on the wall and location. And then they have sometimes this big old, like, triangle thing or whatever in the middle of the mall, floor in the middle of the mall. And it has, like, a big diagram of the mall. Even if it's a two-story mall, they have the upper and lower. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? How many know that sign is telling you that you can have everything in there? You have access to every place in there. If you've got enough resource, you can buy everything in every store in there. You can go in Sears and buy. If you have the money, you can walk in Sears and buy the place out right now. Walk right up to the store manager and say, I want everything in this store. I'll write a check for it. You know you have access to that? That's what that sign tells you. It tells you what you have access to. You can have it all. You can buy out the whole mall if you want to buy it out. But there's no limit to what you can have if you know where you're going and you know what you're doing. But how many of you know every one of them, every one of these signs have a little red star or a little red arrow when you look at the little schematic and it says on it, you are here. You ever stop at a rest area and see the map? And you're going, oh, this is where I'm going, this is where I come from, but where the heck am I? And there's a red arrow that says, you are here. How many know you're not really on that map right there? You're just looking at an arrow where you are in relation to the map.
Right?
Okay, just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Amen? Because listen, you can't never get to where you're going if you don't know where you are. You have to know where you are. I think one of the biggest problems in church today is that a lot of times we just don't know where we are. Life has just come at us so quick, a lot of times we don't know where to start, amen? So I've got to identify my location so I can get where I need to go. And where I need to go is my destination or my destiny. I have a destiny in God. So I need to be able to identify my location. I need to know who I am, amen? Can I just say this to you today? There are some things about your journey that will never become clear to you until you get a revealed truth of who you are in Christ. They'll just be types and shadows hidden in the crevices of your heart. You know, people can live their whole life and never have the full revelation of what it means to be in Christ and miss potential on the inside of them coming out. Amen? Until you really begin to recognize that you have an identity and you're not just what everybody else says you are, but you're what God says you are. Come on, amen? I mean, understand and recognize this morning that there's an identity thief. His name is Satan. And from the very beginning of the world, he's been trying to change the identity of men and women. Started right in a garden. Amen? Remember these commercials a while back for LifeLock? Remember the light? Y'all know the little LifeLock? We put a little picture of it in the bulletin. The little robot guy with the lock, the padlock guy. Remember these commercials and you see this guy and he's all dressed up in leather and he's about as big as I am and he's got earrings all in his ear and he's sitting on a Harley and, you know, he's laughing and then all of a sudden he starts talking and it's a 9-year-old little girl's voice. Look what my daddy bought for me. Remember them commercials? And you think, wait a minute. The sound coming out of that dude ain't nothing what he looks like. Come on, amen? He looks a little bit different than who he is. Look what my daddy bought me. Look what my daddy got me. How many know that don't look right? There's a problem with that. If they were to do a commercial with the seven sons of Sceva when they tried to cast that devil out of that boy that day, that's exactly what that would have looked like. They're trying to be Jesus and was not Jesus. Amen? They say, you got the body, you got the motorcycle, you got the leather, you got the chains, you got the tattoos, but that voice, that sound that's coming out of you, it don't match the look. There's something don't line up. You know, the reason some of us walk around looking successful, but inwardly we feel like failures is because of that right there. We have an identity thief. It's the reason why we're afraid of people inwardly, but we look confident on the outside. Come on, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Some people look like they got the world by the tail, and they look like they're successful, and they look like they're really going somewhere, but on the inside they're confused and afraid. It's because we've become victims of identity theft and the devil has come and stolen identity from people. He's taken who they're supposed to be in Christ and given them a false identity. So today we spend our time trying to guess who we are, trying to make up who we are, rather than knowing who we are and being confident in who we are. Come on, amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature. I mean, you know, people spend their entire life through life never really understanding that their true identity is being a new creature. To really get that deep down in their soul. First of all, when I don't know who I am, it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. First of all, when I don't know who I am, it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. I mean, I know that a lot of times when I don't know who I am, we begin to find ourselves living like somebody we admire. Somebody that we worship, Sometimes we find ourselves acting like the strongest personality in the room. You ever seen that? Somebody with a strong personality in a room walks in the room, and then the whole atmosphere of the room changes, and that dominant person begins to dominate the conversation, and then everybody else starts sounding like the dominant person. You ever see that before? That's kind of what happens in the gang lifestyle. You ever see, you know, these gangs, and they have a gang leader, and if the gang leader's going to be a thug, then we all going to act like a thug. If he's going to slap somebody, we all going to slap somebody. Come on, isn't that right? Everybody's trying to emulate the gang, you know, the Bloods and the Crips and all that mess. Trying to be cool, trying to be a gang member. If he's a thug, I want to be a thug. Because if I don't know who I am, then I'll take on your personality or I'll take on your character so I can feel accepted. Come on, don't we see that out in society today? How many of you know not only will they act like the strongest personality, but some people try to act like their favorite TV personality? I know this one guy I used to hang out with. He thought he was Kramer from Seinfeld. Every time you see him, hey, how's it going? Like, what are you doing? Nothing. That's a poor Kramer. You ever seen people dress up like somebody that they're not? Say, oh, wait a minute. You're about 40 years too old for that outfit, honey. Come on, somebody. We all got those people in our lives. Some of us are those people. Amen? Oh, Jesus. There's nothing more amazing to me to see a 65-year-old man that's balding with earrings in his ears wearing skinny jeans. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Trying to act like he's 25 years old stud. What are you thinking, dude? Listen, if your hair is gray or it's gone and your beard is gray and you got hair growing in your ears and other places you didn't know you could ever grow hair, then you might want to climb out of the skinny jeans. It might be time to stop being a player. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about, amen? When you got more hair in your nose and your ears, something, you know, God's trying to tell you something, amen? If you got more hair growing in your ears than you got growing on top of your head, you've crossed the threshold. You ain't in puberty no more, Jack. You left puberty behind a long time ago.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Sometimes people become like their favorite sports hero. We see that a lot, hero worship in sports, and some people try to act like their favorite singer. Because they really just don't know who they are. They don't have their own identity. And it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. It becomes easy for me to take on the persona so I don't have to deal with my own issues. If you ever watch auditions for American Idol, you'll see a lot of that. People coming in dressed up like Stevie Wonder and Elton John and Madonna. And they're just trying to emulate somebody. And none of them can sing. You know? Does anyone watch American Idol? I'm confessing my sin. Thank you, Pat, for being honest. Me and you, baby. Those auditions are crazy, ain't they? Secondly, when I don't know who I am, it becomes easy for other people to label me and give me a false identity. You know, sometimes people come to me and they say, hey, are you Pentecostal? I go, yes, I am. I'm Pentecostal. And I'm charismatic. I'm also evangelical. I'm Word of Faith. I'm kingdom. What else am I? Let me think. Yeah, that's me. I'm all of it, baby. Me and Jesus. Just me and Jesus. Amen. So I'm in the river and I'm on the rock. Amen? Come on, talk to me, somebody. When you don't know who you are, they'll come put labels on you and try to pigeonhole you and put you in a box. Amen? You ever had anybody try to put a label on you and tell you that's what you are? So this is what you are. This is what you'll always be, and you'll never amount to this, and this is what you have. Come on, parents did that a lot, man, four, two or three generations ago. They pigeonholed their kids, isn't that right? Any of you ladies in here ever had anybody try to put a label on you? Somebody try to tell you what your identity is? And try to get you to live to whatever their expectation is? Come on, that's a hard one for some women because they got men, and some women got men in their lives. They put an expectation on them, and the woman just has to live up to the expectation. That's all they ever get. And the woman gets frustrated. You know why? Especially if the woman is strong-willed and dominant. And she's told to sit down over there in the corner and shut her mouth, and you stand over there and you be quiet until I tell you to say something. So what they do is they go over in the corner and they sit down and they be quiet, but the whole time they're raging on the inside. I'm fitting to kill somebody. Somebody just put a label on them instead of letting them be who they are. Come on, amen. I mean, God made her that way. Sometimes we need dominant women. Come on. Come on, men. Because we got undominant men. Some men need to be told what to do. Praise the Lord. What are you talking about, Pastor? Some of you men need to stop muzzling your wives. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about people that are rude. I'm talking about people that are built that way. Built that way by God. Amen. There's some people that God built just to be black and white. And yes or no, Joyce Meyer is a good example of one. She's just black and white. Tell you how it is. You know? Sometimes I watch her on TV and I just sit there and nod. You're right. You're right. You're so right. What's wrong with me? Who am I? Right? Thank God for Joyce Meyer. Amen. It's good to have people with strong opinions sometimes. Amen. Ooh, Jesus. So if you never identify yourself in Christ and who He's made you to be and the gift of God that's on the inside of you, then all of a sudden people start putting labels on you and they'll begin to give you their identity or put an identity on you that you're comfortable with. You know, a lot of people take the label because they just want to have value added to their lives. A lot of people are just so undervalued. They don't know who they are in Christ. They feel undervalued, so they're happy to take your label. They're happy to take another person's identity that's put on them. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Whew. You may not be what everybody thinks you are, but I'll tell you what, right now, amen, you might have done what they said you might have done what they said you did. That's okay. But you aren't who they say you are. You are you. And God made you the way He made you for a reason. Stop apologizing for being you. Some of y'all are going, I'm sorry, I'm so mean, I'm sorry, No, just be yourself. It's okay. As long as you stay in love with Jesus Christ, all that stuff in you that ain't from Him is going to get changed. Come on, amen? Sometimes we just act like we know everybody, don't we? We know what's going on with them. We know who they are. We done figured them all out. And you don't know everything. You might know some things, but you don't know everything. And people do change. Isn't that right? Come on. Sometimes people find their identity just by the way that other people identify them. So if they're hanging out with pot smokers, then well, I'm going to be a pot smoker. If they're hanging out with alcoholics, well, this is the group I fit in. I'm just going to drink. They're hanging out down at the beach. Well, I'm just going to hang out down at the beach. I'm going to surf all day. I'm a surfer. They find their identity in what they're doing. Come on, isn't that right? If they hang out with gossips, they just sit around and talk about everybody all day. Oh, did you see? Did you hear? Did you see? Come on. I mean, if you hang out with Christians, you probably most likely end up going to church at one time or another. Isn't that right? If you hang out with thieves, you'll become... Come on, somebody, help me. I mean, that's an identity crisis. They just become whatever label is being applied to their life. Thirdly, when I don't know who I am, I build my identity on a false foundation. When I don't know who I am, I build my identity on a false foundation. In other words, I build my house on shifting sand. What are you saying, Pastor? In other words, I identify with my problem, and we say things like, well, I'm an alcoholic. That's not who you are. People say, well, I'm bankrupt. No, that's not who you are. That's what you're going through. You can go through some things, amen? There's a difference between what you're going through and who you are. You You can't identify. You don't always have to identify with what you're going through. That's where that loser mentality comes from. Amen. Because how many know if you always identify with your problems, how many know you can never identify with the solutions that God wants to give you? You can't have it both ways. How many know God's solution is to give you victory in every area of your life? Come on, He's a problem solver. Come on, and when He solves your problems, then you'll be the solution to somebody else's problem. Oh, Jesus. Whew. You say, I'm a drug addict, but I ain't used drugs in 30 years. What are you talking about? What are you addicted to? Nothing, but I'm a drug addict. You ever heard anybody do that? I've been to some meetings. Hello, my name is Jason. I'm an alcoholic. It's been 73 years and 14 months and 2 days and 3 hours since my last drink. What are you talking about, bro? You are not. Move on. You are not. You is not. Help me, somebody. An alcoholic. Amen. You got to move on after your problem. Amen. But we got a lot of people, they just keep identifying with where they were, what they went through, how bad it was. Amen. And listen, I'm not against anybody having to acknowledge that they've had an issue or they've come from a place that was unhealthy or destructive, because I believe it's important to admit where you've been to get the help that you need sometimes. Amen. But don't be dishonest with yourself about it. You know? Because if you're dishonest, you'll never change the problem. Amen. And you'll never change your identity. You'll never understand who you are in Christ. If you can't admit to a false identity that you've been living in, then you're not going to find out where your starting point is. But it's important to understand that, but it's not important to, you can't live in it. You can't stay stuck in it, amen? There has to come a time in your life that you don't identify yourself with where you broke down and where you've been. You have to identify yourself with the fact that you are in Christ. Somebody say, in Christ. I'm in Christ. Let's try that again. I'm in Christ. Here's another one. Some people, because they don't know who they are, they don't identify with their problem. They identify with their profession. I'm a plumber. I'm a pastor. I'm an electrician. I'm an architect. I'm a lawyer. I'm a barber. Well, a lot of people don't have no problem with that until you retire. And then what are you? Or they change jobs, or they lose the job. Then you don't know who you are anymore. If your identity is wrapped up in what you do, amen? Well, I don't know what to introduce myself as anymore because I'm retired. Hi, my name's Jason. I'm retired. I mean, people don't care if you're working or not. Come on.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
History and literature, where respect is modeled by please and thank you. where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of the Golden Rule Academy. Training us up in the way we should go. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Well, good morning still. Our time, 11:28 here at WCNO. And the phone lines are open today to take your gift of support, your pledge of support here at WCNO. We're at $93,997, just $3 away from the next $1,000 level. And your gift, well, today it will go a long way in helping meet our needs. We have $101,003 to go to get to where we need to be. So it won't be long. Maybe we'll be under that $100,000 to go level. David, why don't you give them those phone numbers, and let's see if we can get these phones ringing here in the next hour or so.
Yes, sir. If you'll call us toll-free at 888-221-8990. Locally, you can reach us at 772-221-1100. And you can go on our website, wcno.com. Click on Donate Here, and then that'll take you to a page where you can pledge or give us a one-time payment or schedule monthly payments.
Well, you can do that right now.